Good morning, church. I don't know. How is everybody this morning? Whew, my family made it. I was worried. He's usually here before now. All right, on to announcements. Let's see. I have a couple of house cleaning, keeping things. If for some reason you open the gate in the play yard, either the walk person one or the drive-through, please make sure it's closed so that when I release the kids from class, they don't go out in the parking lot. I know, right? Also, if you are here and your kids have used the back door, I try to lock my door out of my room going into the play yard, but it's been left open and unlocked. So if you have kids playing, maybe give that a double check, make sure all the doors are shut and locked. That door especially, make sure it's pulled tight, otherwise it blows open. July 30th, which is next Sunday, we are doing communion during the service here, just so that you're aware of what's happening. August 12th is our next ladies' breakfast. That'll be at the Beeman House, my house, weather permitting. Please don't let it rain. I want everybody to come to my house. Ladies, if you just bring a dish to pass, we'll figure it out from there. I think I'm going to pass the mic to Pastor now. Oh, wait, text. We got to check in. I almost forgot checking. I know you all want me to forget checking. Ugh. And Brock, you do an amazing job of keeping up with my scatterbrain up here. Just saying. All right. It's just how I roll. It is a very rough job. So if you are here today, we would like you to check in. You text the word check to 517-522-4062. If you are at home watching, you can also check in if you'd like. We'd like to know if you're there. Ranelle already did. Please check your children into classrooms. Parents, pay attention to the security code that should pop up. If we've got it working right, in the future we're going to be using that to get your kids out of class. The only person with that security code will be the one that can get your children out of class. That's where we're headed. A couple of other things. If you text me, M-E, to that number, it brings up our church directory. So if ever you need somebody's number, everybody's number's in there. If you are serving somewhere, like in my classroom or the nursery or preschool, there's schedules on there. You can check the schedule. You can enter in blackout dates, which are vacation days that you're not available for scheduling if you choose. So just a couple of cool things. Everybody should have the directory right at their fingertips at all time as long as you have your phone. So, Uncle Gary, but I don't know who else. So. All right, now I'm going to make Pastor get up again. Oh, wait, never mind. I'm kidding.
Thank you. Good morning. It's great to be back. We had an awesome time, and I thank you. The conference was unbelievable. Kids Corner, which is where we send all of the kids, 207 kids every day. So that was awesome. But I want to talk to you a little bit about baptism this morning. We're going to have a baptismal service on the 27th of August at the lake. We will be down there for service. There will not be services here that morning. We will be at the shelter at the lake, and we'll have a carry-in. So remember, it's a picnic. Bring something to share. In Acts, Peter says, repent and be baptized. Worse to be baptized. I can't say anything. Right in the middle of prayer, mine went off the other night. So, Yeah, we can only hope. The Church of God believes that baptism should be your first act of obedience. You've repented, now be baptized. And we try to have, if you want to be baptized tomorrow, I'll get you baptized, okay? But we're going to do one that everybody that wants to be can be on the 27th. I want to make that clear about what we do. And I understand that there's some fear of water. Come talk to me, okay? I'm not going to, you know, we're just down and up, and I'll show you how we do it. But if you have not been baptized and have been born again, if you've repented, please come and talk to me about this baptismal service. Again, 27th of August at the park. So we will be doing this in the lake. Okay? Any questions? Are you done? Where'd Bonnie go? Oh, are you done? Oh.
It's good to have you back. We're going to move into prayer time. I have up here, we're going to be praying for Tammy's daughter, Brittany, and a young lady named Faith with anxiety issues. Also prayers for Jeff and Tammy as they go on vacation next week. Safe travels. I have two really good friends' surgeries coming up. Both are for serious cancer. One is a brain tumor and one is liver surgery. So, anyone else? Jan? Linda. Okay. So prayers for Linda's granddaughter, Taylor, and Ralph. I know I saw it. Martha. Martha's friend Gordon's leg has a blood clot. Bonnie? Jessica. So, Jessica, your brother had two boys and two girls?
Is that... Just one boy and two girls.
Okay. So. Lorraine? What's her name again?
Evelyn.
Evelyn. I know I saw. Yes. Anything else? Yes.
Can I just have continued prayers for him?
You have not heard from him. Yes. Well, hello. Aw, good to have you back. And Vern, it's good to see you. How's your hip feeling? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we are just so happy to be in your house and to be in your presence and to be fellowshipping with each other and lifting up not only our needs but also our praises. It's so exciting to hear all these wonderful praises of going to camp and visiting with old friends and just reconnecting and feeling refreshed. Praise you for the health things that are happening and being resolved, the surgeries and the just the issues that our bodies are working through because you made them fearfully and wonderfully. I praise you that Connor's here with us this morning. I praise you that we have had a lot of travel mercies on vacations. And wow, you are so faithful. And we just want to recognize that and praise you for that. We want to lift up our physical needs to you, Father. There are so many also. I just pray for Gordon and the blood clot in his leg, and I say, be thou dissolved in Jesus' name, and that the next time he goes to see the doctor, they won't be able to find it. I thank you that you love Gordon and you have a plan for him. I praise you that Bonnie has her daughter and granddaughter now safe at home, that that's going really well. Lord, you also have a plan for her. And just love that this family is opening its doors back open to these dear loved ones. And I just ask for your sweet Holy Spirit, the peace and the love and the joy to flood that house and continue to transform lives. I lift up Evelyn to you and these infections in her legs. And I also I just call her the healed in the name of Jesus, that they would not be, they would not come against her and make her sicker and sicker, but that they would just go away. And the next time they are testing her, that they would find that they had resolved, and that she would be able to have her fullness of days and have an enjoying chapter here at this new living facility. I want to lift up to you Taylor and her boys, and probably this new little life that's just about to be born or has just been born. And Father, I just ask that you would wrap yourselves around them and that situation, that you would bring healing and resolution and reestablish lines of communication, and that you would just do what only you can do best, Lord, and bring healing, bring protection. I thank you, Lord, that you see them where they are and that you care for them and that you know their every need. Help them to turn to you in this hour. Lift up Mindy's unspoken requests for her family. Lord, if we're being honest, we all have unspoken requests in our families. God, you knit these families together. You established sibling relationships. You established mother-daughter and father-son relationships, mother-son, father-daughter, and you want your families to be established in the earth, to be a light to the world, to the nations. So I just pray healing over the relationships in this church family, and I pray for healing in financial needs, that you would just pour out, that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out your blessing. We walk in your favor because of what Jesus has accomplished on the cross for us. We thank you for what you are about to do. And we just thank you for this time now. We give it to you. We open our hearts to you. And we are so, our eyes are on you. Jesus, please come into this place and fill us. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope I remembered everything. Would you stand with us and sing together?
Look in my side. If you can count the times.
Prayer time this morning, sometimes I just kind of collapse onto my knees and feel so needy, so spent, so broken, and I don't feel like I really deserve to be, you know, in the throne room having his audience. But we're supposed to remember who we are in those moments and declare who we are in Christ. We are redeemed. We are a new creation. We are unashamed and uncondemned. So we confess who we are, and we confess who he is. He is worthy. Tell him all about himself. And the more that we do that, the more we will want to praise and actually actually prays is going to make all that other stuff just go away. Those problems dissolve. So remember that. That's really hard when we feel so exhausted and spent. I just need to open my mouth and praise. And then when we do, we're going to want to join with all of the rest of creation, praising Him for who He is. Do you feel the world is broken? going to do stewardship.
Oh, what a beautiful day today. So glad to be back. As a lot of you know and prayed for me, I spent about a week with the Boy Scouts, my oldest, on our high adventure. That included 4 solid days on the river, over 50 miles in a canoe. We had 7 canoes, and we managed to tip over 5 of them. some of them had food. Some of them had camping equipment. We recovered most all of our stuff. But as I traveled the river, I was really kind of heartbroken, disappointed, even angry at times at the mess people left behind. They weren't being good stewards of that river. It's a beautiful river, the Current River down in Missouri. It's spring-fed, crystal clear, bluffs, gravel, and then just garbage. And I found myself getting angry. And we had a pastor, interim pastor, actually, years ago, another church I belonged to, and words of his just echoed through my mind as I thought about it. They're just sinners doing what sinners do. And we have responsibilities to teach others to be stewards, to share good news and truths that we know. And I looked up a couple verses to try to reinforce my own idea. That's a bad habit to get into, right? but I did. I'll just call it a confession, whatever. But if we look in Acts chapter 8, I'll start in verse 30. Philip ran up and heard him reason Isaiah the prophet. So he ran across Ethiopian eunuch that's like reading in the carriage on the side of the road. And Philip ran up to him, and he heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "Well, how could I unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come and sit with him. And we'll skip down to verse 35. And then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from this scripture, which is the scripture the eunuch was reading, he preached Jesus to him.
Don't stop there.
Don't stop there? Oh, okay. All right, I'll keep reading. What did I say that was? 35. He preached Jesus to him. As they went along the road, they came to some water. Oh, yes. And the eunuch said, "Look, water, what prevents me from being baptized?" And Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he ordered the chariot to stop, and they both went down in the water, and Philip as well as the eunuch, and he baptized him. When they came up, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. Philip done his job. There's other verses I dug up in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy 11:13, "You shall teach them to your sons." Joel 1:13, "Tell your sons about it, and let your sons tell their sons, and their sons the next generation." A lot of these have to do with bringing up the next generation. As we floated that river, I overheard a conversation. There was a section of the river that was really busy and chaotic, but I overheard a conversation between, I think it was a mom and her daughter, and she says, "Them are Boy Scouts." And the daughter's like, "What?" "Yeah, them were Boy Scouts. They were really courteous. They said hello to everybody." And I'm like, how cool would it be to be walking down the street and say, "Them are Christians. They love Jesus." Okay, so I guess I lost the stewardship part. I'm starting to preach. Sorry, Pastor. He did. Yeah, okay. All right. So we are given, as we grow up and we learn things, we're given wisdom. It's a gift from the God. We're given truth. It's a gift from God. It's not ours. Again, it's taking care of things that is not ours is stewardship. And so I want to invite the children to come up for just a minute? All the children come up. So turn around and look at these folks out here. Do you think all these people love you? Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And these, the fun thing about teaching and guiding and mentoring is those that you mentor hold you accountable to. I remember picking up something off the ground. Nathan was like 6 years old in Cub Scouts. Picked up, I thought it was a quarter. It wasn't a quarter. I threw it back down. Nathan's like, hey, Dad, what about leaving it better than you found it? Okay. All right. So let's pray. Dear Jesus, we just thank you for these young men and women. These are tomorrow's leaders, tomorrow's stewards, and we just pray that you would forgive any silence of ours. Forgive our expecting somebody else to do it, and just hold us accountable. Use these young men and women to do that, and help us to pour our lives and your truth into them. In Jesus' name, amen. And with that, I'll let you go with Miss Bonnie. How's that? And I failed to find a couple of volunteers, but Connor, would you mind helping me out?
Thank you. work of art called love. If you gladly chose surrender, so will I.
Stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins they are many, His mercy is more. Our sins they are many, His mercy is more. Our sins they are many, His mercy is more.
Would you join me in prayer? Father, we are truly grateful for your love and your mercy, for the forgiveness that has been shown us, and how, Lord, you died for us, that you have sanctified us, set us apart for your use, that we are to swim against the current, that we are to make a difference, that we are to be different in such a way that, as Steve said, oh, look, they're Christians. Wow. What an awesome testimony of your love and your mercy and grace. Help us to walk in the authority you've given us, but also to walk in and under, submissive to the authority you have over us. May we be obedient in all that we do and say. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day. God bless you. Oh, yeah. That was for the... Jan and I were talking, and I'm doing this because she's across the way. I had gnats, and she thought I'd lost my mind. That's what she was back here doing. God bless.
Praise the Lord. His mercy.